Back to the G8 summit now. We know they'll be talking about Syria, about tax, corporate tax avoidance, and about world trade. But what else should they be talking about? The world leaders who gather in Fermanagh today. We're joined by Dominic McSorley, newly appointed CEO of Concern Worldwide. Good morning and congratulations on your appointment. The RTE website quotes a survey, a self-assessment by the G8 itself of how previous promises were fulfilled. And in the case of a promise given in 2009, this is 4 years ago, that they would spend the G8 countries $22 billion over the next 3 years for improving food security worldwide. So far, they promised $22 billion. They've spent $16 billion. Two countries, Japan and the US, have delivered on just over a third of the money they committed. So in the light of the delivery or non-delivery or partial delivery of those promises, what are you hoping for and what are you expecting today and tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I think we recognise that the scorecard in terms of keeping to commitments to end global hunger or poverty has, you know, been less than stellar. And these commitments go back, you know, it's not just back to 2009, they go back, JFK actually, 50 years ago, we were talking about him, stated at the World Food Conference that we have the means and we have the capacity to end global hunger.
This is 1963.
Yeah, we simply lack the will. But I think a couple of things have changed. First of all, I think we have the leadership, David Cameron and the Irish government, on this issues and the commitment to global hunger and poverty, and that's critical. And Cameron has talked about this transparency revolution. Now, what that means is about building in accountability, not just to the corporations and the things, but to governments to live up to their commitments, and putting in place policies and metrics to demonstrate that. And a couple of things have changed. I think people are recognising, you know, you cannot guarantee a secure or a just world where you have a billion people who are struggling to survive and 3 million people that die needlessly. And this is capturing, you know, young people, this is capturing campaigns. You know, we're part of this IF campaign and they are going to continue to put pressure on governments to live up to their commitments.
You have an opinion poll backing up your case. 85% of the public in Northern Ireland back the call from your organisation and from a couple of hundred others for the GA to tackle hunger. Easily said, when an opinion pollster puts the question, actually committing and then delivering on the promise something else, and the record, as you said, isn't good. So realistically, what do you want to come from? Ideally, what would you like to come out of this summit?
Well, we've already seen, you know, I mean, the Nutrition for Growth conference, which was held in London last week, already made significant commitments. And we're seeing the private sector play a bigger role. The Gates Foundation committed about $800 million specifically to nutrition. I think what we're looking for is smart investment. Smart investment in programs such as nutrition, such as smallholder farmers, that we're now recognising can have a transformative effect on developing countries. That is what certainly Concern is pushing for. And there is a recognition certainly that the cost of inaction of doing nothing now is greater than what's going to be required if
does
nothing
the
is done.
Does the G8 matter? Or the G20?
Absolutely, of course it does.
As opposed to individual countries or indeed the EU?
No, I mean, of course it matters. And I mean, you know, I think what we have to assume is the G8 is, you know, this is not going to be the silver bullet, right? This is a series of global meetings. The G20 is also going to be critically important. We know that the G8 is not representative of the new bigger players. But for each of these occasions, it is critical. And remember, it is in Northern Ireland. It is in Ireland. This is a country that has, you know, overcome massive tragedies through the Great Hunger or even the Enniskillen bombing. And that is the message that we want to say. You're not here just for a reason. You have to remember about the history of this and what we can do to overcome.
Thank you very much, Dominic McSorley of Concern Worldwide.